They saw love in action. Yomara and her brothers, Marcelo and Iver, live in a small village in Guatemala. Yomara started studying the Bible with the witnesses, and eventually her brothers joined in the study. But there was a problem. All three siblings are blind, and they could not read Braille. Therefore, their Bible teacher would read the study material and the Bible verses of the lesson to them. Congregation meetings presented another challenge. On their own, they could not make the 40-minute trip to the nearest Kingdom Hall. But the brothers in the congregation arranged to take them to all the meetings. And when the siblings started to give student assignments at the midweek meeting, the brothers helped them memorize their presentations. In May 2019, congregation meetings began to be held in their village. By then, a regular pioneer couple had moved to the village. They made it their goal to teach the three siblings to read and write Braille, even though this couple did not know how to do it themselves. They went to a library to learn about the Braille system and to study the methods used to teach it. In a few months, the three siblings could read Braille with ease, and that allowed them to make further spiritual progress. The footnote reads, "A brochure entitled Learn to Read Braille is designed to help someone who is blind or visually impaired to learn how to read and write Braille." End of footnote. Now, Yomara, Marcelo, and Iver serve as regular pioneers. Marcelo is a ministerial servant. All week long, they are very involved in spiritual activities. Their enthusiasm is contagious. The three siblings are grateful for the loving support of the congregation. From our very first contact, the witnesses have shown us true Christian love, says Yomara. We have wonderful friends in our local congregation, and we are part of an international brotherhood bound together in love, adds Marcelo. Yomara and her brothers long for the day when they will see the earth transformed into a paradise. End of article.